हरे कृष्णा। प्रहलाद महाराज, ड्यू टू हिज ओन ब्यूटिफुल परफॉर्मेंस ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस एक्सिबिटेड सच ग्रेट स्पिरिचुअल स्ट्रेंथ एंड कंप्लीट फ्रीडम एंड फियरलेसनेस इन फ्रंट ऑफ हिज फादर, हिज फ्रेंड्स who were in the Gurukula, they got influenced by him. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami says two specific qualifications Prahlada's friends had was, one was Gauravena. He treated Prahlad with great respect. All of them. And they treated Prahlad with very great respect, seeing his sublime transcendental qualities. They naturally developed a very deep respect for him. And they dealt with him in that way. Another quality they had was adushita dhiyo. Dhiya means intelligence. Adushita dhiyo means they were not much polluted by the teachings of their bogus teachers, Shanda Maraka. Although the teaching was happening, they were not affected by it. They didn't internalize those teachings. They just superficially learnt it and left it. They were more impressed by Prahlada's practice of devotional service. So these two are very great qualifications for one to become a recipient of mercy. If you see, when Srila Prabhupada went to the West, the hippies were also contaminated by the, say, demoniac civilization or whatever. But their contamination was very superficial. Because although the contamination appeared very great, they had a very great gauravena, respect for Prabhupada. So, because of such respect, they were open-minded, open-hearted, willing to receive the mercy that Prabhupada carried for them in the form of the holy name along with their teachings. So, they could be easily brought out of the contamination. On the other hand, Indians have various types of contaminations which is covering them. Namely, there has been blind orthodoxy to various set of rituals and forms of religion, and people are very confident that they will blindly follow them and they wouldn't come out of orthodoxy. But then eventually the religious orthodoxy was practically broken to pieces and such a blind following was dismantled by the invasion of the modern day civilization, and that has led to more or less freedom from such religious orthodoxy, but that has led to another big contamination of materialism and atheism. And there are people who had a more subtle form of religious orthodoxy, which is Mayavada and demigod worship. So such people, that contamination is more deeper than superficial rituals with religious orthodoxy. Because people who know demigod worship and Mayavada, they are more proud of their knowledge also. Such false pride arising from false knowledge. Similarly, the attachment to rituals and rites and worship of false incarnations and making human beings into gods and such kinds of things, added with the modern day materialism and following no god, no religion, all these things have made the mindset of an average Indian extremely contaminated. And adding to all these things, there is no gauravena, respect for saintly people, then there is no scope of coming out of this big covering and learning spiritual life. So therefore, if one has respect for the message of God coming through the saintly people, then no matter how big the contamination, it can be washed away. Bilwa Mangal was also an impersonalist, Prabhupada says, and he became a personalist. Shukadeva Goswami, Chatushkumaras, they all could come out of the contamination of impersonal leaning and speculation, trying to figure out the absolute truth by their own knowledge and speculation. They came out of their contamination and became aligned with the Lord's desire and became Lord's devotees. Similarly, people who have been plunged in materialism, because they had respect for saintly people, they have come out of that and they have taken to Krishna consciousness. But if somebody has no respect for the preachers were supplying the message of God from the scriptures, then there is no possibility of cleansing the contamination. Therefore, Prahlad told his father, Naisham matistavadurukramangrim sprishati anartha apagamo yadartha mahiyasam padarajo vishekam nishkinchananam navrinita yavat. Actually, Narada was not required for Hiranyakashipu. Prahlad alone was enough. Because Hiranyakashipu had a thick relationship with Prahlad as a son. If he listened to the good instructions of Prahlad, Hiranyakashipu would have been very easily delivered. But he had no respect for the spiritual wisdom that Prahlad was able to provide. Rather, he was taking the upadhis too seriously. I am a father and he is a small kid. Who is he to advise me? I know everything. I know better. What can he teach? I have done so much penances. I have so much vast learning and things like that. So there was no scope for him to learn. Therefore, if somebody has a very natural and innocent and simple heart in being open to learning from juniors, equal seniors, from anyone who is carrying the realizations of Krishna, mercy of Krishna, such people who are open to learning and respectful to the message coming from Guru Parampara through various vehicles of mercy, devotees, and they have a very great scope to advance in spiritual life. Actually, the chanting of the holy name can cleanse all of this. It can cleanse both the contamination and make us adushita diyo. It can also cleanse us to such a degree that even an arrogant and harsh person like Mrigari developed a very great respect and appreciation and admiration for saintly Narada. So therefore Prabhupada understood that the material contaminations can only be removed by the chanting. So he very much emphasized on chanting of the holy name, and the more the contamination, more one chants seriously and then purifies, and then only they will be able to receive the mercy. So Prabhupada understood this as the only greatest, mightiest weapon to cleanse the contamination. Then he went to the Western world. So all this materialism, atheism, Mayavadism, religious orthodoxy, and false pride that I know everything, I know better. All these things are layers and layers of contamination which the holy name can penetrate through and can awaken the loving propensity of the soul for Krishna. Harinam Prabhu ki.